Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Some say the winds whisper our names across the open prairies. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, when preteens protest, are they pawns or legitimate activists? The story of seventh graders protesting a proposed mine in Alaska. But first, let's go to the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mike. GOP presidential hopefuls are concentrating on South Carolina. Site of a Saturday primary, Mitt Romney flew south after his win in Michigan and is trying to keep his momentum going. NPR's David Green is there.
Mitt Romney made a stop in Charleston at a very cold marina. It's actually surprisingly cold in South Carolina. His audience, a pretty small crowd, was bundled up outside. He got there a little late, so he apologized and said he wasn't going to take questions or keep people too long because they were so chilly. But he said that he was going to try and keep the momentum going. He said that voters in Michigan sent a strong message in his favor in his win up in his home state of Michigan, and that it was a victory for never say die. So after Romney lost in Iowa and New Hampshire, two states that were supposed to be very important to him, the victory in Michigan has given him some newfound energy, and he's trying to carry along with it. But he has a challenge in South Carolina. He has not been a front runner and has been struggling in the polls, and there's not much time before the Saturday primary.
NPR's David Green reporting from South Carolina. He says John McCain, Mike Huckabee, and Fred Thompson are also campaigning in the state. A former U.S. congressman has been indicted as part of an Islamic terrorist fundraising ring. Former Republican lawmaker from Michigan, Mark Dely Siljander, was charged with money laundering, conspiracy, and obstructing justice yesterday. The charges stem from allegations that the former lawmaker lied about lobbying senators on behalf of an Islamic charity that authorities said was secretly sending funds to terrorist networks. Siljander served two terms in the U.S. House of Representatives and served as a U.S. delegate to the United Nations in 1987. If you're a man concerned about prostate cancer, you can soon assuage those concerns with a $300 test. Researchers announced yesterday that a combination of common and minor variations in five regions of DNA can help predict a man's risk of contracting the disease. And a company, Proactive Genetics, set up by researchers at Wake Forest University, expects to offer a prediction test in the next few months. But medical experts are divided about this. Opponents say the test can't distinguish between aggressive prostate cancer and less severe cases, and that could lead to more unnecessary surgeries and complications. Finally, parents, listen up. You may be tempted to medicate your coughing baby or toddler with over-the-counter cough or cold medicines. Don't do it. That's what the Food and Drug Administration is expected to announce today. The FDA will release a public health advisory warning parents to avoid these drugs for children under the age of 2. Because of, quote, serious and potentially life-threatening side effects. It's not the first warning about cold remedies and toddlers. Drug companies last October quit selling dozens of versions targeted specifically to babies and toddlers. That same month, the FDA's own scientific advisors voted that the drugs don't even work in small children and shouldn't be used in preschoolers either, anyone under the age of 6. Today's advisory marks the government's first ruling on the issue. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.